Well, hello, and welcome to Red, Red Wine on a Sunday. It's December 31st, and time to reflect back on the year in vinyl. Well, at least mostly vinyl. Yes, I've got some of my favorites of the year, as well as some from you, the kind listeners. And as well as some I've discovered by picking at those other best of lists. You know, one of my favorite things about 2017 is that I got stuff. New stuff. Yes, new stuff from both Westberg and Stinson.
Stretch, they look good on you. Them pants I see. of trying to do what the gym couldn't do. Yeah, them pants, there's no denying they can't do what the gym couldn't do.
Bit of a glorious mess there. You know, this last summer, we had a stretch of 3 weeks where we heard new stuff from Mr. Westerberg, including that song called What the Gym Couldn't Do. That one was in the guise of Dry Wood Garage, where he released 4 songs on the Bandcamp machine. He was also masquerading as user 964848511 on SoundCloud, and he uploaded 8 songs to that website, including my favorite of the bunch of those 12 called Dead Sick Of. So 12 new songs from Westerberg. Hey, that's a whole album, right? Okay, not officially, but I have it in my iTunes as the album called Tangeray. Why? Well, just look at the art for the What the Gym Couldn't Do single. Let's see, before that you heard Rip from the Anything Could Happen LP, Bash and Pop with Jesus Loves You, the 5th song on the B-side of the album, released way back in the early days of this last year in January. Alright, back at the start of the show you heard First, a band called First Bass with the song Cooking Up Trouble. The album is not that bad, that's the name of it, and I've been loving it. There is a website called Faster and Louder that you need to check out. When reviewing the First Bass album, they called it the perfect union of power and pop. I have to agree, and it will be interesting to see if that album ends up on that website's best of list, which I'm sure will be out soon.
So let's go. me has always been there. But now it's awake. And I need help.
I've seen this raw strength only once before. It didn't scare me enough then. It does now.
Careless love is taught without lessons. No notification or exception. So meet me by the weeping willow tree. Cause there's no one coming home for me. I got the blues again. So meet me by the weeping willow tree. Cause there's no one coming home for me. Cause there's no one coming home for me. Cause there's no one coming home for me. Yeah.
Oh yeah, sing it, Mr. Armstrong. Ripped from the Hellcat vinyl release. That was Rancid with the song I Got Them Blues Again from their list called Troublemaker. That one was released in June. I've just about wore out my copy on black vinyl. Looks like they released one on gold vinyl with a bonus 7-inch of two songs not on the album. So I'll be looking for that one in the coming year. Before Rancid, you heard the Suede Razors with Keep On Rockin' from their Razor Stomp 12-inch EP pressed up by the kind folks over at Pirates Press Records. That one made the top 10 list over at the Boot Boy Glam and Boover Rock Face Mask page, along with Judah, Hardwax, and the Templars. Great list and a great source of working class stompers, if that is your thing. The next one of Kate's top 10 albums of the year.
Killing time and the next day you're dying. And
Darkness released Pinewood Smile in October of this year, and it has been getting quite a few plays in the Pinhead Studios. The song you heard was All the Pretty Girls, Bully before that with the song Feel the Same from their second album called Losing. I just picked that one up on vinyl this last month and have been wearing out the grooves quickly. Starting off the set, you heard the song Channel Islands from the Bronx from their latest album called Five. Actually, it's just called The Bronx, as all their albums are, but this one is the fifth one called The Bronx, so I'll call it Five. Kate sent along a list of her favorites from the year, which included that one as well as new ones from the Dolly Rots, Boss Hogg, Brett Farrar, Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes, along with Jim Jones and the Righteous Mind, Public Enemy, Snowbone, Trampoline, and Tyler Bryant and the Shakedown. Great list. Electric. That was the song Long Time Coming from the album We're All Alright. Love that album, which consciously reaches back to some of their earlier work with great results. J.D. McPherson before the Trick with the song Style is a Losing Game from his latest called Undivided Heart and Soul. That is the third album from the man that calls Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, home. Starting to set off, you heard the song Every Little Thing from the debut album from the Royal Pains. Just got this one last month, and it shot right up to the top of the year for me. Loved the blend of old-school power pop with hooks galore and garage punk assault riffs. Reminds me at times of Mott or The Clash. There is a great quote on the band's website from a Mr. Music that describes the album as a record the Kinks might make if they debuted today. Yep, I have to agree with that. Heading over to the Bandcamp to find that one. Hey, you know, they are on the Spotify machine as well. Yes, I have broken down and joined the streaming service. In fact, the whole Pinhead family is now on the Spotify. Just learning how to use it, and, you know, I've loaded up a few things in my songs. Not sure how to even make a playlist yet. I'll need some tutelage from my oldest daughter, who already has an account and loves it. Here's to the new year and new music sources. Wait, let's toast a bit later when the cork has been popped. All right, back to the best of 2017. He's done too much partying, and his brain's been fried. Your time now, paper boy, cause the rumors are true. But I guess it's all the same to you. Left up behind, the seconds in the cold. Can't seem to get my readers to stop. Jared said that he's doing fine. He's pawned everything he owns, but he's still behind. Now the biggest fish in the smallest pond. One day you wake up and everything's gone. The tears you tell, it goes on and on and on. Left hand behind, that sucker's in the cold. Can't seem to get my readings to stop.
Thank you. means. We are not alone, we are not mistakes.
You are alone now. Wonder who's to blame.
from a guy that hit many top 10 lists this year. That was Ty Segall with the song Is It Real from the Fried Shallots EP. Now, Ty has released a self-titled album in 2017 that was excellent as well. Vista Blue before that with the song Blame It on the Ump from the Wonder Band EP released back in April. At the start of the set, you heard the Shorts with the song Gerard Said from their debut album called Chicken Shit. I have to thank Darren for sending that one along to me this year. In between, some beach slang from their excellent EP called Quiet Slang with the song Bad Art and Weirdo Ideas. The band has also released a mixtape of covers this year that is highly recommended. They pick some excellent songs to cover, from the Adverts, Tommy Keane, and the Modern Lovers, to name just a few. I wonder what they're going to do this year. Hopefully we get a new album from them. One thing I love about the end of year lists is it reminds you of some of the albums that you've played earlier in the year and can go back and explore once again. That is the case with this next one.
Kitchen counter. It's been sitting there for 3 days. I haven't slept since it got here. It's addressed to me in blue ink with no return address, and I've got a bad feeling I know exactly what it is. Well, I have two pairs of black pants and six white t-shirts, some library books 3 weeks overdue. There's a fist fight starting outside at the cafe, spilling out into the streets as I was tying my shoes. I walked 16 blocks down to the flower shop to talk it over with this girl that I know. She recommended I just set it on fire. I kissed her on the cheek and walked the 16 blocks back home. When I opened the door, it was still there waiting on the green kitchen countertop, just where I'd left it. I found some matches in the desk by the front door. Got that envelope on the counter, made a left into the bathroom. I steadied myself with my hands on the sink, turned the cold water on full blast. Took one look in the mirror, my mind went numb. My hands were shaking as the flames began to catch. So was it better to know, not to know? Was it better to know, not to know? Was it better to know, not to know? Was it better to know? The water was still running, the sink was all covered in ash. Well, the flames were all out, but the top left corner of that letter was still floating there intact. Was it better to know, not to know? Was it better to know, not to know? Was it better to know, not to know? Was it better to know?
Shop, let's talk it. The target is an armored truck, the Perimeter Trust, 10 a.m. sharp. Bank is right next to the switch card, baby. Hit the long stay parking structure. Start in the a.m. questions.
I got a question, Doc. Why would I believe phones over here heard a goddamn word you said? He ain't even listening.
Baby, the target is an armored truck at Perimeter Trust in Dunwoody, 10 a.m. sharp. The switch car is ready, but you want me to hit the long stay parking structure and get a heist vehicle that stays colder longer? It needs to be ready for an 8:30 start. Questions?
Decision to go. world. Tell me what you want. Hold it in your hand. Baby, take charge.
Year in music of the teens so far. Yes, 2017 killed it, and so did the fine contributors throughout the year. Hey, I couldn't have done it without you, so let me pour a glass of one of my favorite wines, a 2014 Napa Cellars Zinfandel. And let's get to it. To all of you, the kind listeners this year, cheers. And to all the great music of 2017, salute. Finally, to the contributors to this particular show, John, Jer, Kate, Darren, and Boyd Skoll. Well, it seems I've only just begun to raise a glass, as tonight is New Year's Eve, after all, and I'm sure a few more toasts will be given in the Pinhead Studios and the household. I just love this. Napa Cellars in smooth and balanced, fruit-forward with a nice restraint. This will go well with the chicken stew that has been bubbling away on the stove, and the rest of it will go nicely tomorrow with the split pea soup that is on the menu for the first day of 2018. All right, enough with the food talk, Jerry. What did you play back there? Let's see, we started this off with Micah Schnabel on the song White Envelope from his excellent album called Your New Norman Rockwell. This one is on Jer's list, which also includes Cheap Trick, Steve Earle, Bastion Pop, and Jason Isbell. You can see his list over at the Ghetto Blaster website. He writes about the Schnabel. I quote, "This record is a work of art on every level. It's depressing, sad, hopeless, and self-defacing. But there are also moments of humor and pure joy and an undeniable optimism and hope that comes out of knowing we're not alone in our struggle to understand and be understood." Yes, agreed, Jer. Excellent album. Right after Schnabel, you heard Jer himself with the song Avenues Are for Heroes from the album Don't Worry, It's Not Contagious, which made my top 10 list, as well as Boyd's. Yes, Boyd's writes, "Hey, is Jer. He never disappoints. Lean and muscular rock and roll. Ah, that's right, Boyd. He also has the two tens on his list, Boyd does, which we hear from at the end of the set with the title track of their new album called On Repeat. Others on Boyd's list, let's see, there's Pema International, The Selector, Chuck Prophet, Craig Finn, Flogging Molly, and the old 97. 97's, wow, lots of great music in 2017, right? Right? Yeah. Pretty good year. I've got a couple sets of songs from albums that I've not played on the show this year. Yes, some brand spanking new stuff. This one is from Jake, and he's bringing the pulse up very nicely.
You're walking around, heads over clouds. But see, I see, you're real in me. You're like a cow, you're ready to fight. Bless you all now, your greatest foe.
People will look back at this as the exact moment that last bit of Riverdale's innocence finally died.
Help, please! Someone help me, my dad!
Granny!
What happened to him?
He was shot.
Arch.
Came out of the bathroom and there was this man wearing this hood with a gun on Pop Tate, and then he pointed it at my dad and fired him. And then he
what?
For a moment it looked like you were about to say something about the hood guy and you reconsidered.
Really?
Part of what makes you so endearing is your utter lack of a poker face.
Me and my dad were witnesses, Pop Tate too. What if he comes back?
People have grudges. People have enemies. I mean, think of where we live. Fathers are killing their sons. It's entirely conceivable this was a hit.
This man, his goal was something else. Darker. It was like the angel of death had come to Riverdale.
Things are going to be different now, Mommy. Better. You'll see.
You know, have I mentioned the website 53rd and a third recently? Yeah, maybe I have, but I really like the writers over there, and they share many of my same musical loves. Now I'll be closing out the show with a song from one of their writers' top albums of the year, but you just heard another pick that they have for album of the year. The band is called The Pitchafits, and you just heard the song Can't Change Your Mind from their debut self-titled album. They hail from Minneapolis, and the Steve, let's see, his name is, yeah, Steve Madsen, the blogger over at the 53rd and 3rd site, writes, "You can hear the influence of 90s Crypt and Goner records with an even 15 songs of catchy punk rock and roll." Yeah, I can hear it. Great stuff. Before the Pitchafits, you heard a band called The Action with an exclamation point. Yes, Action with an exclamation point. Actually, all three bands in this set in their name with an exclamation point. Actually, the Pitchafits have two exclamation points. Okay, you bands, you got my attention. The Action released the album called Five in October of this year, and I played the song I'm Gonna Beat Up Your Boyfriend from it. They hail from Syracuse, New York, and you can find the album over on the Bandcamp machine. Starting off the set, you heard Blood Clot with an exclamation point. With the song Kill the Beast from the album Up in Arms. I have to thank Jake for suggesting that one, and you can hear songs from his top 10 on his show called Jake's Inferno. Now, unlike a Spotify top 10 playlist that is ubiquitous on the interwebs, this one has actual commentary on the songs and bands. That is one thing I love about real punk radio, and I feel it's kind of going away. Kind of the way of the 8-track and telephone booths. Yes, actual human commentary. That is why I'm so glad to be part of the, yes, the Real Punk Radio family, where you can find shows like Jake's Inferno, The Rock and Roll Manifesto, and The Ledge. Countdown, their best of 17 shows with reasons why they love the albums. Now here's an album that just got released from a band that I've played many times on the show.
I'm not a Stevie, I'm a Christy McVie. I feel the weight of a world I find comfort in. Being second best, I can't relate.
And I feel guilty.
I can't relate.
And I feel guilty.
I can't relate. And I feel guilty. I take pills to make me stronger. I eat well to make me smarter. I love you 'cause I can't help it. And all you do is make me ecstatic. You make me.
We'll be right back. nothing's going to go back to the way that it was. Not really.
I saw something.
Across the land, the midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood.
Since I already suggested Break a Guitar by Ty Segall early in the year for the Best of 17 So Far episode, I'm offering Chiseler by Crystal Ferry for the Best of 2017 show, featuring King Buzzo and Dale from the Belvins and Terry Genderbender from the Les Bedrettes, this opening track to their excellent debut LP, Kicks Ass. Agree, John, and I also agree with his other choices for the best of the year, including Ty Segall, Cheap Trick, LCD Sound System, Queens of the Stone Age, St. Vincent, Filthy Friends, Wand, Bar, Bach, Bash and Pop, or maybe it's Bach and Pop, Bash and Pop, and the Dream Syndicate. I mentioned countdown shows, and there is another really great one out there that I haven't mentioned. Andy over at the Zero Hour Show just posted his first of two shows that encompassed the year, and he also played a song from Lee Baines, the third in the Glory Fire's latest album. You know, this one made Jer's top 10 list too, and I have to admit that I missed the album completely for some reason. I've played the band many times before in the show, but I haven't listened to the latest album. Well, I fired up the Spotify machine and rectified that situation. And you heard the song Breaking It Down from the album called Youth Detention. Starting to set off, you heard Lemuria with the song Christine Perfect from their latest album called Recreational Hate. Yeah, the band is named Lemuria, L-E-M-U-R-I-A, and they hail from Buffalo, New York. That's their sixth album, and I've only listened to it twice now. I can recommend that you seek it out and enjoy it. And I've got one more song for you tonight. It's from a 7-incher. There aren't too many of that ilk that I've loved this year, but before I go on, let me tell you about the next few weeks in the show. I'll be taking a break next week, but we'll be back with the favorites show in 2 weeks, covering the genres of punk, mod, rockabilly, and singer-songwriter. In 3 weeks, I'll be exploring the brain, so if you have any suggestions for either of those shows, drop me a line at redwoodwineandasunday@gmail.com. And don't forget that I have the playlists over at redwoodwineandasunday.blogspot.com. And at the end of every playlist, I have the upcoming subjects in case you forget to note it while listening. You can also find me on the Face Mess as Red Red Wine on a Sunday, on the Twitter machine as Red Wine Sunday. And oh yes, if you're wondering what some of the interstitial stuff I've played in between songs is, I listed it at the end of every playlist. This episode, they include a few favorite movies and TV shows of the year. Baby Driver, Riverdale, The Last Jedi, Stranger Things. Yeah, some good stuff this year. All right, that last 7-inch. I mentioned 53rd and a Third earlier, and the last song on the show tonight will be from another of their bloggers' Best of the Year picks. The album that the 7-incher is from is called The Future Ain't What It Used to Be, and the song on the 7-inch is the second song on that album. The writer over at the 53rd and a Third site is, his name is Steven, and his entry on the album is lengthy, with a song-by-song rundown of the album and why he thinks it is the best of the year. I'll quote him on his praise of the song I'll be playing, Stone Cold Love. And he says, Stone Cold Love follows with a T-Rex stomp driven by drummer Joey O'Brien. It drops into their seriously addictive chorus, and over the past year I've had this damn song stuck in my head for weeks on end. Tuck turns up the glam factor for a song that has no business being so damn catchy. Agreed, and he also writes about the album. It's all there, the look, the passion, the authenticity, and the musical chops, including the wickedest glam hooks you'll have heard in decades. If you're a fan of the Sweet, Cheap Trick, Thin Lizzy, T-Rex, and the like, then give this a listen. You won't be sorry. Well, hope you've enjoyed the Best of 2017 show, and I'll see you next week for more Red Red Wine Sunday.
Baby, you're like a wrecking machine. You turn it on, and then you spin me round. It's what you do to me. You kinda smile like a reptile. You slide and shake, you turn me like a dial. It's what you do to me. And every night you got me crying out for more. You got me.
No.
Incidentally, it's been wonderful being able to bring you our recorded music that you've requested. And in the future, ladies and gentlemen, if you think of some number you'd like me to record, let me know, because I enjoy making records of the numbers you want most to hear. And George is suggesting right now that it's time to go.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.